Staying steady in a ministry field of relapse, hope, and long-term restoration addiction recovery chaplaincy is a ministry field where hope and heartbreak often stand close together. A person may take a brave step toward honesty one week and relapse the next. A family may begin rebuilding trust and then face another disappointment. A church may celebrate progress while still learning how to respond to crisis, shame, and slow change. This is why recovery chaplains must learn to stay steady. Staying steady does not mean becoming emotionally cold. It means remaining rooted in Christ when the ministry becomes difficult. It means refusing panic when relapse happens. It means refusing pride when progress happens. It means refusing despair when restoration takes longer than expected. People in recovery often need long-term support. They need prayer, accountability, community, sponsor connection, healthy rhythms, wise referral, and patient discipleship. They need people who can say, "Your relapse is serious, but it is not the end of your story." They also need people who can say, "We will not hide this, and we will not pretend accountability does not matter." The chaplain's steadiness matters because addiction often creates emotional storms. Shame may say, "I am hopeless." Fear may say, "Everyone will leave." Craving may say, "Just give in." Pride may say, "I do not need help anymore." A steady chaplain does not become controlled by those storms. What helps? First, keep Christ at the center. Jesus is the Savior. The chaplain is the servant. You are not responsible to carry someone's entire recovery. Second, keep your role clear. You offer spiritual care, prayer by permission, scripture with consent, encouragement, and referral-aware support. You do not become the therapist, sponsor, treatment provider, case manager, or emergency responder. Third, practice sustainable care. No chaplain can be available every hour, answer every text, provide every ride, solve every family conflict, or absorb every crisis. Recovery ministry needs teams, policies, supervision, debriefing, and rest. Fourth, honor the long road. Restoration may include sobriety, repentance, family repair, worship, counseling, treatment, sponsor work, church belonging, service, and new habits. Growth often happens slowly. What harms? Savior behavior, constant availability, secret rescue, isolation, emotional dependency, and measuring ministry success only by immediate outcomes. Sustainable recovery chaplaincy is faithful, patient, accountable, and hopeful. The chaplain keeps showing up wisely, not endlessly. And over time, steady ministry becomes a sign of Christ's enduring grace.